1. If it doesn't have a copyright notice, it's not copyrighted. This was true in the past, but today almost all major nations follow the Berne Copyright Convention. For example, in the USA, almost everything created privately and originally after April 1, 1989 is copyrighted and protected whether it has a notice or not. The default you should assume for other people's works is that they are copyrighted and may not be copied unless you know otherwise. There are some old works that lost protection without notice, but frankly you should not risk it unless you know for sure. 2. If I don't charge for it, it's not a violation. False. Whether you charge can affect the damages awarded in court, but that's the main difference under the law. It's still a violation if you give it away, and there can still be serious damages if you hurt the commercial value of the property. There is an exception for personal copying of music, which is not a violation, though courts seem to have said that doesn't include wide-scale anonymous personal copying as Napster. If the work has no commercial value, the violation is mostly technical and is unlikely to result in legal action. 3. If it's posted to Usenet, it's in the public domain. False. Nothing modern is in the public domain anymore unless the owner explicitly puts it in the public domain. Explicitly, as you have a note from the author owner saying, "I grant this to the public domain." 4. My posting was just fair use. The fair use exception to US copyright law was created to allow such things as commentary, parody, news reporting, research and education about copyrighted works without the permission of the author. That's important so that copyright law doesn't block your freedom to express your own works. Intent and damage to the commercial value of the work are important considerations. Are you reproducing an article from the New York Times because you couldn't find time to write your own story? Or didn't want your readers to have to pay for the New York Times website? They aren't fair use. Fair use is usually a short excerpt. 5. If you don't defend your copyright, you lose it. Somebody has that name copyrighted. False. Copyright is effectively never lost these days, unless explicitly given away. You also can't copyright a name or anything short like that, such as almost all titles. You may be thinking of trademarks, which apply to names and can be weakened or lost if not defended, like an Apple computer. Apple computer owns that word applies to computers, even though it also is an ordinary word. Apple Records owns it when applied to music. Neither owns the word on its own, only in context, and owning a mark doesn't mean complete control. 6. If I make up my own stories but base them on another work, my new work belongs to me. False. US copyright law is quite explicit that the making of what are called derivative works, works based on or derived from another copyrighted work, is the exclusive province of the owner of the original work. This is true even though the making of these new works is a highly creative process. If you write a story using settings or characters from somebody else's work, you need that author's permission. 7. They can't get me. Defendants in court have powerful rights. Copyright law is mostly civil law. If you violate copyright, you would not be charged with a crime, but usually get sued. 8. Oh, so copyright violation isn't a crime or anything. Actually, recently in the US commercial copyright violation involving more than 10 copies and value over $2,500 was made a felony. So watch out. On the other hand, this is a fairly new, untested statute. In one case, an operator of a pirate BBS that didn't charge was acquitted because he didn't charge, but Congress amended the law to cover that. 9. It doesn't hurt anybody. In fact, it's free advertising. It's up to the owners to decide if they want the free ads or not. If they want them, they will be sure to contact you. Don't rationalize whether it hurts the owners or not. Ask them. Usually that's not too hard to do. Even if you can't think of how the author or owner gets hurt, think about the fact that piracy on the net hurts everybody who wants a chance to use this wonderful new technology to do more than read other people's flame wars. 10. They emailed me a copy so I can post it. To have a copy is not to have the copyright. All the email you write is copyrighted. However, email is not unless previously agreed. So you can certainly report on what email you are sent and reveal what it says. You can even quote parts of it to demonstrate. Frankly, somebody who sues you over an ordinary message would almost surely get no damages because the message has no commercial value. But if you want to stay strictly in the law, you should ask first. On the other hand, don't go nuts if somebody posts email you sue them. If it was an ordinary, non-secret personal letter of minimal commercial value with no copyright notice, like 99.9% of all email, you probably won't get any damages if you sue them.